Gauteng Premier and ANC member Phanyaza Lesufi has called on the party to ensure the controversial Bela Bill is implemented amid disagreements and a threat to the government of national unity. The bill was signed into law more than a week ago by the president, an event boycotted by Education Minister Siviwe Gwagube of the DA. The Blue Party is opposed to the implementation of the Bela Bill.
Now that the president of our country has signed the Bela Bill to be an act now, the celebrations are over. The next biggest task is that every child, including a child that is in a private school and a child that is in the public school, they must now know the history of our country and know who Richard Panimulowane was. Yes. They must know who Chris Anu was. They must also know who Winnie Nomzamo Madikizela was. So I want to challenge you as young people that the resolution that we have taken in various forums and the resolutions that we have taken in various conferences to ensure that the history of our country become compulsory in our education system must be implemented. It's very important, comrades, that we have to ensure that that reactionary Department of Basic Education must know that they will never shelve that resolution to make history compulsory in all high schools in our country. And we must underline all. When we say all, we mean all high schools. Whether the high school is in a private school, or the high school is in a public school, or the high school is in Orania, they must learn our history and the project of publishing our history must not be stopped by this minister. There is a project, it has been concluded, to compile the history of our country and to profile our leaders. And that task was concluded. And our fear, Comrade SG, that this one that failed to sign or participate in the Bela Bill may now want to stop the unstoppable of stopping our children to learn the history of our country, the true history of our country. So, comrades, if you understand that all of us here, we are products of sacrifices, we are products of those that sacrificed everything for us to be who we are today, will understand the importance of pushing this agenda to make history compulsory. We must not tolerate our children coming with flowers when it's Valentine's Day, but when it's the 21st of March, no one gives them a constitution to understand why it's a human rights day. We must not be excited when our children come to us on Mother's Day with love letters. But when is the day where Chris Anu was assassinated, it is as if nothing happened. So our ability, therefore, to start this struggle is very important. So we want to call on the Youth League, wants to call on SASCO, wants to call on COSAS, want to call on the Young Communist League, the Women's League. Comrades, now that the portfolio of education is no longer in our hand, we need to put a strong alternative structure to pressurize this department. We need to put that education alliance to ensure that the enemy must not take advantage of the borrowed power that we've given them. And the pressure must be there. When this act, or the Bela Act, was signed by our president, some of us who have been in the student movement since day one were not only relieved, but at least were thrilled that our children will no longer be tortured and be asked about code of conduct that excludes the shape and the character of their hair. We can't have our children in our school. You know, there's this obsession with the children, with the hair of our children. And this obsession, when that bill was signed, came to an end. But my worry, and that's my big worry, that bill might have been signed, but the ANC and its structures are not putting modalities to ensure come academic year 2025, we implement that particular bill. Because if we can't do that, we'd have missed an opportunity.
Lesufi was speaking at an ANC Youth League fundraising dinner on Friday. Reporting for Times Live, I am Bulelani Nonyukela.